SiriusXM Sports presents At the Races with Steve Bick. Horse racing, handicapping, interviews. This is At the Races with Steve Bick.
A very good Friday, race fans. Sirius 219 XM 201 Sports Zone 964. You're listening to Sirius XM online, and I just I was just reaching down for something, and the cord that attached to the headset, like a tethered astronaut. Where did I leave off? Sirius Online 964, and at our website stevebick.com. in a buoyant mood, ever increasing optimism here that the groundhog was 100% right. I'll tell you what. This is a big result coming to hand for Punxsutawney. Punxsutawney Phil. Sunny, bright, beautiful morning, and bodes for a terrific weekend. Most notably, obviously, the action at Gulfstream for the Fountain of Youth, or as my man Hooves, Matt Duggar, used to say, Fountain of Ute. Tremendous card, and I've dug through it, and looking forward to talking to pretty much everybody. I think almost everybody will have an opinion, I think, to offer. Even when we talk to Hammer and Nick Tamaro, even though they're not going to be focused on Gulfstream, we'll certainly get some opinions, I imagine. It's just too big a day. Let's face it. However, for those that don't, don't play the Gulfstream as much, I'm sure you're going to pick a couple of spots out. But really, a couple other places. And when we talk to Hammer, he'll be with us first after the first break. I was shocked when I went to pull up the Oaklawn's 6th and 7th, which are part of tomorrow's cross-country pick 5. Nick Tamaro will go through it. The Tampa 8th, the Aqueduct 7th, Oaklawn 6th, Aqueduct 8th, Oaklawn 7th. The Aqueduct 8th being the Bernardini. No other stakes in that sequence. The Dixie Belle is the stake at Oaklawn. But when I went and started to poke around to print out Oaklawn 6th and 7th, I was stunned. All of a sudden, I ended up printing out the last 5 races at Oaklawn, races 6 through 10, including the Dixie Belle and a maiden special that's got a few interesting plays, players, and you've also got a maiden race that starts the whole card. Fillies, 3-year-olds, going 6. I think I printed 7 of the 10 races tomorrow at Oaklawn. So lots of good action. We're going to give you the lineup quickly. Hammer opens it up. We'll talk Oaklawn, talk about the week. Hammer zipped home for a couple of days. He got in a beach visit, you probably saw. And James Scully, we'll get to Scully in the first hour, get some insights, and get particularly Fountain of Youth, but James will have plenty of other plays. Nick Tamaro, as I mentioned, we'll check in with Ed DeRosa as well. We didn't get to Ed last week. Mike Welsh with an early visit. We'll talk to Mike at about 10:40 and get some early lines on his opinions for the Fountain of Youth card. Andy Serling, I threatened and come through. And Andy's going to visit. He'll have opinions for the weekend. And the major focus for Andy's visit is the Fox Sports show on Saturday, and there'll be plenty of Fox Sports, the noon to one with the action from Riyadh. And they're running now. They've got you've got the four races that comprise the International Jockey Challenge. Mike Smith just won in the last 15 minutes. Smith, wire to wire. And actually before that, before Smith won, they've got, I think, one or two races that are, you know, just regular cards. And then they come back in the sixth and seventh with two more of the International Jockey Competition stuff. And earlier in the race before Mike Smith's win, you had a notable situation as Lisa Allpress, the Aussie jock, she won. And certainly notable. Good for her. And she could now drive to the racetrack. I guess that's been the big advance. But Sophie Doyle with opportunities too in the International Jockey Competition. But anyway, Andy's going to join us later, and Jay Bridman. We'll get to Jay and any elements of Derby watch since we spoke last. Any changes between he and Marty? No Marty this week. We'll get to Marty next week when he's at Tampa. Marty heading over for coverage leading into the Tampa Bay Derby and their terrific seasonal highlight. Tampa Bay Derby, Florida Oaks, Hillsboro, and everything else. So we'll check in with Jay. And even though I haven't confirmed, I'm going to expect that Jeff Siegel will join us before we wrap up on this Friday. Okay? So there's your lineup for this weekend preview. The other stakes action, and actually even before I get to that, I should mention, speaking of international competition, yesterday, right after we finished up the show, Parsimony, a winner for Doug O'Neill and the Redhams at Maidan in the Curlin Stakes. And Parsimony is a very interesting horse. Dominus Colt, Pennsylvania bred out of the Little E.T. mare. It's kind of funny with the whole AP Indy conversation all week that a Little E.T. mare comes up, bubbles to the surface. This is that horse, if you recall, and we talked to Doug O'Neill several times. This was a horse that they were not afraid to use and try in stake company. And in fact, I tweeted yesterday, he was graded stake placed before he broke his maiden. It took him 13 tries to break his maiden or something. And he looked very good yesterday going the mile and a quarter in the Curlin. And the now 4-year-old might be, there was always anticipation or expectation that this was a nice horse. And he might be putting it together, picked a funny place to do it. But that's only his second win, Parsimony. So I imagine, given the mile and a quarter, I don't see why O'Neill won't point him toward the World Cup, right? I mean, that would be the logical, the logical next step next month, end of next month, right? Yeah, so there it is. You know what, Case? We may take an early – let's take an early break, because if we do that, it's going to leave us a little bit more leeway, because there's so many stakes to talk about at, particularly at Gulfstream, that it'll leave us. A little bit of, margin for error, as it were. Let me see if there was anything else here that I needed to get to. I wanted to mention Parsimony. Those are the major, I think that was the major. Yeah, I don't have a whole lot of the other, yeah, I'll mention the other stakes stuff as the day goes on. I mentioned that Bernardini, mentioned the spring fever. Well, I'm sure we'll hit on, probably get a couple of extra little opinions to feather into your Stronach 5. I posted the Stronach 5 analysis early, what I came up with, $96 play and a $24 all-A play. See if we can't get to that. Maybe we'll get some help out of the scratches later. See if anybody, you know, if anything changes up. The Pasadena is the other stake on the weekend at Santa Anita. That's it, really. Stronach 5, carryover 167,000. And, yeah, that's all. And most of this is going to be Gulfstream stake coverage. A couple of, here we go. Don't have time for it today, but next week, I suppose, maybe when, I think we've got the Derby future wager pools next week. Is it next week? If you haven't seen the release of the Churchill spring schedule, it's just unbelievable. Just huge, huge money and sort of a hyper additions to the stake schedule. It looks tremendous. Churchill and Keeneland also put the details together for their enhanced protocols, including no Lasix 2-year-old racing. That coming yesterday as well, if you didn't see. At Santa Anita, I should note, and I had mentioned the incentives. You know, we got very familiar with the Del Mar Ship and Win program. Santa Anita had announced one to try to draw horses. And it kind of got some backlash about, well, what about the horses and the owners that stayed around and have kept things going? And so that was met with a nodding of a head, and Santa Anita came out with a loyalty bonus for those that have been running the last 3 months of the meet, 2.5 months of the meet. It was a good idea. Let's take a break. Hammer's going to start it off. A lot to do. Weekend preview.
The latest thoroughbred racing news. Dial 866-454-68. The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
Developed by Horsemen, Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at Horsebills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice is sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Get started in Kentucky. Over $8 million in additional purse money is available at the 5 Kentucky tracks for horses eligible for the Kentucky Thoroughbred Development Fund. Kentucky is a good place to race your Kentucky bred. Come home to Kentucky and make a start.
DRF Sportsform Digital Edition, your ultimate weekly betting guide. Published by Daily Racing Form, DRF Sportsform delivers all of the analysis and insight you need for every NFL game and more than 40 college football matchups. Beat the spread with powerful trends and sharp angles. Tap into best bets, expert picks, parlay winners, and more. All for just $4.99 per issue. Get this week's edition free. Visit DRF.com/sportsform. Enter code DRF Sports.
University of Arizona Racetrack Industry Program can prepare you for an exciting career in racing. Turn your passion into a paycheck. Nearly 90% of our students are employed in the racing industry immediately upon graduation. What career track are you on? The University of Arizona Racetrack Industry Program. Enroll today and get on track for success. For scholarship opportunities and more, check out our website at ua-rtip.org.
Why is accreditation important in aftercare? The Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance's standard of accreditation and grant process provide donors with confidence that their contributions are allocated in the most effective manner. TAA accreditation is only awarded after a complete review of an organization. Aftercare cannot be an afterthought for the industry. To learn more or support the TAA's mission, visit thoroughbredaftercare.org.
Now, back to At the Races with Steve Vick on SiriusXM Radio.
Jim, you wouldn't stand a chance lying on a cliff like this. Jim, don't you feel the pull? It's dangerous. It's dangerous. Surfing on a precipice like this, oh, Jim.
We're back at the races. Quick note on the Stronach 5, 349 is the first post at Laurel, if you're keeping track and haven't, you know, made your effort yet to dig in. So about 10 minutes before 4 o'clock, all right? And then 4:33, Gulfstream, 8th, 4:44 for Golden Gate, 4:59, Santa Anita, 3rd, and it wraps up 5:33 with the Gulfstream 10th. It's funny, Johnny was exchanging stuff with me, and we were talking before the show, and he had some old. I showed him an old Magna 5 logo, and he sent me some really cool things, including something like from the first year, and you know, when Johnny was actually, you know, very much instrumental in launching the Magna 5. But there's some really cool things that I didn't know existed, including some Magna 5 swag. There's Hammer. Hammer, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? I mean, it always will be the Magna 5.
It's hard not to, you know, it's hard not to to say it. It just, it had a certain, you know.
Kind of rolls off the.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It's,
anyway, we're back here. I've had a very domestically challenging morning. Trying to go through these Oakland cards, like taking home, you know, homework from college. I was up, you know, later than normal, just trying to battle through them so we could talk about them. And then I forgot when I woke up this morning, I noticed the iron sitting there and the shirt and a couple pairs of pants that I had to iron. And I used to be pretty good at that about 30 years ago, but I've lost my skills. And then, you know, cooking on an electric stove has never been one of my things here, and you know, if I cook, You know, when you're a gas guy, and then all of a sudden you come in, it's like cooking over a campfire. It's either all on or all off. And so I cooked the oatmeal, and I finally figured out what the word simmer means. It won't boil over until you leave the room. You think it's sitting there. You go inside, out of the room for 30 seconds, come back, and it's all over the stove.
It's anyway, true. That's very true.
Right? Anyway, but it's all good. But anyway, we're back here in Hot Springs where the weather is warming up. It's getting there. March is almost around the corner, or March is around the corner. But I couldn't wait. I had to go back home for a day and a half and make a little beach run, hit the old trail and the old hidden beach in Malibu I've been going to for a while. Had a great day there. And
nice.
It was nice to go back. Had a little saw Gina, got to have lunch with my daughter, and I think I did more driving in the day and a half there than I did here in 2 weeks. You talk about a change. I mean, a major change in lifestyle. You get both ends of it. I mean, I actually got off the plane. Gina picked me up, and I go, traffic, drive into some traffic. I haven't seen traffic in a month. That lasted about 5 minutes, but really, both being able to kind of do both, it just really gives you good perspective. I mean, there's something to be said about both, but, coming back here and all of a sudden the air comes out and you can breathe a little bit and you're not in a hurry and, it's pretty cool, but it is starting to pick up around here. And, the racing has been really good. It really has hit on me how challenging these cards are to go through and watch and very rarely I think I say this every week but very rarely do you see a strung out field. It's to tell you the truth, it's showing because I think our signal's getting out there a little bit more and people are responding. And guess what, starting this week, purse race. So the purses have gone up from already, very, very lucrative purses, and they're small bump. That just shows you that the people are responding to the competitive and quality driven product we've had since we opened here.
Yeah, I said it to open the show. I had to pull up two races. I was going to print out the sixth and the seventh, and also the stake. And next thing I knew, there was the two maiden races that needed to be looked at. And I think I printed out 7 of the 10 races tomorrow. The fact is, looking at races 6 and 7 for the cross-country pick 5, and then, the stake, it's hard not to look at the Dixie Belle. All of a sudden, you say, well, now let me look at the 10th, because I've looked at 3 of the 4 races for the pick 4. And that's one of the benefits of, something like the cross-country pick 5 and being involved, because once you look at a few of these races, you're involved. You might as well look at one more and play the pick 4.
Right. It gets involved in sequence. We're still looking here for a signature type of bet here at Oaklawn. I think next year we might see something. Of course, we have the standard pick 4s and pick 5s, which are great, but just trying to find something a little bit for identity purposes. But that's what happens here. I'm finding, and it doesn't have to be a quote allowance type race or a couple quality race going in. I mean, some of these starter allowance races and the maiden races are you look at them and wow, they're very, very challenging. The conditions change with every one of them, and so you really have to dig in and see how some of these horses fit. And there's a starter race I think on Saturday, one of the races that is very innocently written, where you have to have started for 30,000, which that could be 30,000 any time in your life, and having won a couple races here and there looks very innocent, but you go in there and you go, wow, I mean, there's horses that are running stakes in there. So very competitive. And going into the meet, the directive was quietly, let's try and make the quality a little bit better, and not terribly concerned about the field size. I mean, it's going to go down a blip. It's already, I mean, it's over 9. It's incredible like that. But I think getting some of the some of the California guys out here who are starting to get the feel of it. D'Amato won another race yesterday. Hollendorfer's won 3 or 4. Peter Miller's won a few, and they're just, I think everyone that's won, so they're starting to get a little the hang of it. You know, they brought a little quality. Jeremiah Engelhardt's here, Mike Maker, Kai, just some of the fresher names. I think has really turned a few people on to the Oakland product in the afternoon. Because I think, in fact, I don't know exactly, but I think we've been up just about every day off out of state, and well, that just shows that the product gets some attention. And well deserved.
No, that may be what the first of probably a couple of purse raises, Rick. I mean, it's not unusual to see Oaklawn raise the purses, you know, more than once over the course of a month. Actually early.
I think you're right. If things continue on as they have, and you know, and there's no reason why they shouldn't, I wouldn't be surprised to see another purse raise as we get towards the close of the meet, you know, in another month or so. So if business continues, and we all know about the on-track, phenomenon. I don't know if it's a phenomenon to me because I'm not used to it, but not here in town. It's just you walk through. You know, Fridays and Saturdays are the two bigger days here. Sundays is not as big as it could be, or it's just because of the situation here. I guess it's more like a day of rest, really. And so Fridays and Saturdays, and Fridays it gets a little buzz, and Saturdays just when you walk through the grandstands, you have to go sideways. I mean, it's like you're walking through a crowded Disneyland. It's really cool. And then when you go up later in the day, it seems like everyone has a beer in their hand, and they're it gets a little bit louder, and then it's louder again, and you just people are just excited to be at the races. It's such a cool vibe, and you've seen it when you've been anyway. Anyone that's been to Oakland will see it, but they keep telling me when March gets here, actually Rebel Weekend, which is coming up on March 14th, we had the Southwest weekend, which kind of like was the first reopening, and then they tell me once that weekend hit, forget about it. Restaurants start getting full, which I actually had to wait the last weekend for two weekends to go for a spot. So it's starting to crank up, and you know the Rebel comes up, the $1 million Rebel, and you know not saying it's out of the realm if the right numbers come in and the right horses show up that
split
can split.
Yep.
So it's actually it's getting pretty exciting as far as that goes. But the Saturday card, like I said, a lot of homework. Today's card is very good. I wish I had time to. I was hoping for some time to go over the Magna 5. Really, I just didn't have time to handicap it. So we'll leave that up to you and Nick and the rest of them. I'll listen to that. But a couple good races today. That starter race that I was talking about. It's today, and we'll let that one go. But let's just go right into Saturday. And by the way, it's the Spring Fever. You've been alternating between the Spring Fever and the Dixie Belle.
Oh, the Dixie Belle. That's right.
We ran that a couple weeks ago. But the Spring Fever for older horses. And if you want to start there, I mean, I tell you, the style, I mean, it's just the way the races have been run here over the first couple months of the meet. I mean, being in front is not necessarily where you want to be. Turning for home, if you've had any kind of pressure at all. And you look at this race, speed, 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 speed. There's one closer in here, one horse that's shown that she's been able to lay off the pace at times and come on later. What a fox.
Yeah.
And so others just need to lead. Artistic Divas thrown in a couple of 44s. You know, Brad Cox's filly has thrown in a sub-44, albeit on the turf, but these are some horses that crank. Amy's Challenge, I mean, come on, she's smoked. She's a multiple winner over the track, but, you go back to the speed of the speed going to rule out, or are some of these just going to get a little bit tired a little bit late, and it's almost like what a fox going to come up and scoop them up. I think in some of your exotics, you can't leave what a fox out just for that reason. But Amy's Challenge, second time off her layoff, maybe a little short last time. I expect her to run a little bit better, but Break Even, I had forgotten about her. coming back. A lot of ones in her profile, 6 out of 7, of course. And Artistic Diva makes a little comeback here for John Sadler, who was really taken to the meet here, won another one yesterday. And actually, Costa Aronis will be in town for the weekend to see
if
his horse is on. Yeah.
That's great.
Right. So, what did you come up with for this one?
I had the same thought, really, because, break even, if you're going to just acquiesce to the obvious, she had been entered, of course, the other day in the Mardi Gras, and her stablemate, another daughter of Country Day, ends up winning. And Cox heads here with her for her. This is her seasonal debut, and she's bringing a string of bullets in here. She will be the one to corral late. And what if Fox is the candidate to make the one run under Mojica to try to catch her late? But break even. Make no mistake. She's still the most likely winner.
I will agree with that. But now you said there's a couple of races on Saturday in the cross country. In some
7th
kind of,
and 8th.
Today. 5th and
it's,
the
no,
sixth.
It's the 6th and the 7th. 6th and the 7th tomorrow, yeah.
Okay. Let's move back one race to the 5th for a couple of reasons. Lawrence race and on Saturday. Oh, I have the right form. Yes, I do. Okay, the 5th race, Golden Secret. I wanted to talk about Golden Secret for none other than the fact that Louis Quinones is riding, and he was just chosen to be the recipient of the George Wolfe Award. Is that correct?
Yeah, mentioned yesterday as we were wrapping up. Jay Privman had put the story out that the Louis. Every winner of the Wolf is a worthy winner, and it's such a great distinction given that the jockey community decides, and that's why it's so coveted by the riders.
Well, it is, and I've been at Santa Anita, watched the ceremony, and it is one of the coolest awards that's been going on, for a number of years. And what is very, very cool is what many of the prior winners come back, and it's actually cool to sit down and they have a little luncheon afterwards that night at the Derby, and to sit and trade stories with some of those guys. Actually, not trading stories, listening to their stories. Is a very cool event. That's a very special award. So anyway, I wanted to go with that. And then you go right into the sixth race. I'm telling you, not our week. Anyway, we got a nice point two other than, three, four, five horses in there. Irish Mischief, Liz's Cable Girl. Headland, especially, coming back for Steve Hobby, 4-for-4 on the track, and just a typical, allowance race here at Oaklawn. You never know what you're going to get, but what did you see in that one?
I only saw that you had a deep and notable field when you start bringing in stake horses like Raintree Starlet and Irish Mischief. I have not gotten deep into this, Rick.
As a matter of fact, every horse in this race is running a stake, and all
yep.
between the 8 horses, they've won 47 races. And so this is a nice little allowance race, would you say, on a Saturday, just as a leading up. So you take a look at that race. The 7th race on the day is a maiden race. And a horse in there, one of Hollendorfer's horses, who ran second to Sunny Dale, who's running earlier in the card, was one of Jerry's He ran 1-2 in that race, and the winner ran off, and I know he really likes Sunnydale. So if Change West comes in, finishing second off that race, want to take a look at him. Marvin in the next race with a 1-7 then. Mac Robinson, we talked about him. His horse has come out fit and ready to run. Marvin got beat in neck last time, and he's making his second start coming off. So we like that one. We talked about What a Fox in the Spring Fever, and finishing up a nice maiden race, which was split the 4th and the 10th. I think the 10th division was a little bit tougher than the 4th. But Steve Askerton sent out a horse that just got beat last time, and I know they really like them at 6-1. You won't get that price this time. Santos Dumont to finish out the card. But spend the time going over that Saturday card. I think you'll be rewarded if you if you hit a few things right.
No, I was a little surprised when I went to start printing things out. I printed out the maiden first for 3-year-old fillies. I printed out the 4th, which is the colts going a mile, and some horses trying to jump in at the quarter pole for state consideration, etc. I mean, it's the other white meat when it comes to tomorrow's racing,
right?
To go with Gulfstream.
Well, exactly. I mean, you're going to have, if you can dodge inside the Gulfstream, whenever decide those races are going on, check us out. As like you said, the second serving tomorrow. But Gulfstream card looks really cool. Excited to see Dennis Mosmoly come back. And a couple of the other horses run, and like I said, in a couple of weeks it'll be our turn here to hit the 3-year-old scene, and things just keep going and getting better, and it's supposed to be 60 degrees from here on out for another 10 days, so that's a good thing, and I'll pick up a lot of heads here, so it's all good, and you get here at the end of the month or end of next month, and then it'll really pick up.
We're looking forward. In fact, we had a conference call yesterday, Eric Hamelbeck and the team, for one of the seminar topics for HBPA. So we'll be in at the end of March, and it's coming soon. Hammer, I appreciate it. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds great. Enjoy the day, and have a great weekend, everybody.
Rick Hammerly, everybody from Oaklawn Park. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. Scully's going to join us. And beyond Scully, little Nick Tamaro visit to talk about the cross country. And Ed DeRosa. Mike Welch. Looking forward with Welch to bring up also a first, technically not a first career win, because on her Equibase record, Susan Ditter does have a win from years ago. However, in terms of starting her own stable and to some degree inheriting Chuck Simon's string with Chuck, working with the Horseman agency, with the Horseman group, he had to step away from the training side. And Susan Ditter, who has been an exercise rider and an assistant for many of the best horsemen in the game, Chuck and Kip Elser. She worked for Kip for a number of years. She worked for Dwayne Lucas, and is very accomplished. And she got her first official career win under her direction, under her saddling, yesterday with Tropicality in the 6th at Gulfstream. Very excited for Susan. And, of course, we've got the big gelding. When I say big, Claude Ray, just enormous. And he's back in full training after having a chip taken out of his ankle. But just thrilled for Susan Ditter, and put up a couple of greetings on social media yesterday, and her friends throughout the sport. Just delighted for her. Well done, Susan Ditter. Take a break here. Come back. Scully, weekend preview.
The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
Developed by Horsemen, HorseBills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at HorseBills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice is sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Get started in Kentucky. Over $8 million in additional purse money is available at the five Kentucky tracks for horses eligible for the Kentucky Thoroughbred Development Fund. Kentucky is a good place to race your Kentucky bred. Come home to Kentucky and make a start.
DRF Sports Form Digital Edition, your ultimate weekly betting guide. Published by Daily Racing Form, DRF Sports Form delivers all of the analysis and insight you need for every NFL game and more than 40 college football matchups. Beat the spread with powerful trends and sharp angles. Tap into best bets, expert picks, parlay winners, and more. All for just $4.99 per issue. Get this week's edition free. Visit drf.com/sportsform. Enter code DRFSports.